Robert, hello.
How you going, Ray?
Good, Rob.
Mate, I just wanted to talk to you if you had found out anything about the incident at one of the hotels at Penrith on Friday night.
I've got a police report here that I did read about it, and it resulted, I believe, in a police officer from Penrith LAC being hospitalised. It resulted in three men being charged, a 25-year-old, with failing to quit a licensed premise, assaulting police causing actual bodily harm, resisting arrest and a fray, a 19-year-old man charged with assaulting police, hindering police in a fray, and a 26-year-old man charged with hindering police. They've been given bail. They'll be back before Penrith Local Court on the 5th of November. And the officer has been released, but my early indications were that he suffered some sort of fracture, but I don't know whether that's the case or not.
I was there on Friday night. I was working, and I was disability support worker now, taking one of my clients out for Friday night. He's only a young bloke.
Yeah.
When we got to the hotel, obviously told these men were intoxicated.
What time of night was it, buddy?
Mate, we got there in between 8:30 and 9 o'clock.
Okay, well, they're telling me here on the police report that I've just looked at, 10:30 it happened Friday night.
It did happen about 10:30 Friday night. Those gentlemen were still allowed to be in the hotel that whole time. They were that loud. The gentleman that punched the police officer ordered drinks in front of me. There was numerous people that were ordering up to 8 drinks at a time. Drinks were being over-poured. From my standing and from me working for 6 years in a bar, you buy a nip, you get 30 mils. You don't get any more.
No.
They were getting a lot more.
I want you to do me a favour, and I'm serious about this, okay? I have it on pretty good authority from contacts within the police force. The local area commander from Penrith is going to talk to the licensee of the hotel, and I won't name the hotel yet, but people would know which one I'm talking about if I told you it was on Peachtree Road. But the LAC is going out to talk to the officers. I think the commissioner needs to get involved here, and I think the commissioner needs to enact powers when this sort of nonsense happens and publicans are irresponsible, as it indicates they were here, because I've heard the same thing from other people. I think they need to close the place down for a while and say, until you can lift your act and make sure people are served alcohol responsibly, we're not going to let you serve any more alcohol.
We're going to 100%.
We're going to close you down for 24 hours, and we're going to have a full investigation into what role you played in these three blokes and two others who weren't charged getting as full as state schools, and almost, I thought they broke the officer's jaw, but obviously he's out of the hospital now, they didn't. But I'm told that one bloke held him, and the other bloke hammered him. And I'm told that they put out a special call, and police came from everywhere, including the Public Order and Riot Squad, who were in the vicinity. And I'm also told that it started when security tried to remove these blokes, having allowed them to get as drunk as they got, and they put a blue one with security, and a female and male officer went in to help security, and that's when the officer got set upon by at least two of these lunatics.
100% right, Ray.
Well,
that's exactly what I've seen, mate.
Okay,
Robert,
can you do me a favour? And you're a decent fella, okay? Can you talk to the LAC, if I put you in contact with him anonymously, can you talk to the LAC and tell him what you saw so he can go to the hotel and pull them into gear, these people?
Mate, I rang the police that night. I rang him and told him exactly what I just told you about the drinks and everything like that. I'll be more than happy to help, mate.
Well, the police officer
didn't deserve that.
Yeah, well, I'm told by people who were there, because I got some emails about it, that the treatment of the officers was reprehensible, and the bloke that did all the damage, the 25-year-old, allegedly, is in a stack of trouble, assaulting police, causing actual bodily harm, resisting arrest and a fray, and those are charges that should seem jailed. He should be in jail, that fella, but somehow he got bail. But I'll try and get the LAC from Penrith on the line, and I'll be more than happy to put you in contact with him, okay?
No worries, mate.
All right, mate.
No worries. You take it easy, buddy.
Thanks, Robert. Thank you. I appreciate your factual account of what went in at the pub at Peachtree Road on Friday night. Just terrible.